Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The process seems like a smooth one. My partner does not prepare for channeling. And that is because some time ago, I gave him the information that at the cellular structure, he could always be prepared. In his daily life as he walked around, that which he calls channeling, which is connection to the higher self, could be with him 24/7. There are those who would see the process and say it is not accurate and is not true because the channeler doesn't prepare. He doesn't face the right direction. He doesn't breathe correctly. He doesn't give time for the negativity to move away. And I will tell you that all of those things were accurate at one time, but now they're not. The paradigm of energy is changing. The relationship between you and the Creator is changing. This is something that has happened only because of what humanity has done. I want to review yet again for those who perhaps are just listening to this at the same or first time. My partner doesn't understand this, but I see those who are listening for the first time. It's not in your time. Dear ones, in an energy that we come with and from, there is no time. We see that which is potential. We see those who are listening for the first time. For you, it would be later. For me, it is now. I see you there, dear one. The energy of this planet has changed greatly in the last decade. Energy changes slowly. Civilization of humanity still has complete and total free choice. The speed at which things occur will be completely and totally dependent on the free choice of the individuals, both light and dark. One of the attributes we have told you before is that the old souls, if they go into fear and despondency, it's going to take a lot longer. But it's still going to turn around. There will be those who would listen to this perhaps 30 to 40 years from now. But this particular message will be indeed preserved in ways that you cannot even fathom at the moment. Some of you will carry it around inside you. I cannot even describe the way that will happen. And when you hear the words, then you will know I am correct, that things happen slowly, but they happen. Consciousness is starting to evolve. Now, one of the things we have told you about that is that consciousness is beginning to split. That is to say, the darks are becoming darker and the lights are becoming lighter. The line is being drawn in the sand of consciousness for this civilization and which side you're going to be on. And this has stirred up both sides, actually. Those who existed in the dark and forever controlled things out of sight and had many names that you called them and you knew about them. Illuminati was one. All of these kinds of things are coming to a close because there is light happening on the planet more than they thought. Literally conscious decisions of integrity starting to force them out of the place they have had for hundreds of years. They're fighting for their lives. And this is what you see on your news. Now, that's a review. It has to do with energy. So I want you to connect the dots as we give you this message and this channeling today, for we're going to do it methodically, showing you some things perhaps you had not thought of before. The question is this. Does consciousness have energy? Do thoughts have energy? We have told you before they do. And there is a great deal of proof of this that you never even think of. Your best minds know that it is so, but cannot measure it. So the energy of consciousness becomes an elusive idea instead of a measurement in physics. We have also told you that there will come a day when you can totally measure this in physics, and it will have mathematics involved. When you're able to see quantum fields, you will be able to see that which is invisible today. You do not know what you do not know. Consciousness has physics, energy. Energy that you can call upon and measure. And right now to you, it's elusive how to do this. And I want you to connect the dots and listen. You experience it all the time, dear ones, all the time. When you sit down in a movie theater next to somebody and you feel something and you move, and someone will say, well, we were just sitting down, everything was fine, and you want to move? And you'll say, yes, because the stranger next to me is unbalanced or perhaps has a disease. I can't tell, I just don't feel right about it. And this has happened to many of you who are sensitive, and I ask you, what is it? There's an energy that was broadcast to your innate that said, move. And you did. This is energy. This is not something elusive that we can talk about. You moved because you felt something. That is very 3D. And you watched the film from another perspective. There are those in the room who have crashed their computer because they're having a bad day. And you know who I'm talking about. Now I'm going to ask you, how? Consciousness, anger, frustration, disappointment, fear, created an energy that was so great and so dramatic that it actually upset the electronic path of circuitry. Make it worse, you turn it on again, it happened again. Some of you were so aware of it, you had to leave and come back. There are those, and I'm not going to name them, listening to this channel that are aware that they have actually put out light bulbs because of their thoughts. They didn't explode, they simply stopped. There are those in the room, including one who sits in the chair in front of you, who has an attribute who drains batteries. What is that? I want you to connect the dots. This is consciousness over matter. It is real. You can see it. You don't know what it is. You can't measure it. There's no way for you to prove it because it only happens occasionally and when you don't expect it. But dear ones, this is a fact. You have seen it over and over. Your consciousness changes some physics. I'll hold that thought. I would like to discuss innate one more time. And what I wish to do now is to enhance what I have discussed already. Innate is the smart body of the human being. Every single human being has what we will call several layers of body consciousness. Now, at a human being working at approximately 34% of the DNA efficiency, there is a missing bridge, as we have told you, between your human consciousness and the innate inside you. Here's what we want to tell you and remind you about. That innate is responsible for that which is health inside you, spiritual evolution inside you. And you may tap And you may decode and you may muscle test in order to find out or to alter it, and it will be susceptible to all of those. But dear ones, you don't have the bridge. Not really. It's missing right now. And what this means, and we have not said before, is that innate is a closed system. It has no idea about the outside. It knows about the inside. Innate doesn't know who your friends are, doesn't know what you do for a living, doesn't understand, for instance, if you're in love or not, and what has happened with your chemistry. It simply reacts and helps. Innate is benevolent. I should say that three more times, just so you know. It stands there ready to help you. In whatever way, in whatever instructions you give, innate is there. But it is in the dark, in that it does not know what's on the outside. That is a human being who is not working at a good percentage, but that's who you are at the moment. Therefore, from the very beginning, we have said, talk to yourselves. In the first messages of Kryon, we said, talk to yourselves. Because innate is listening to what you say. We gave the indication that there is energy when you speak out loud. This is a bridge you haven't thought of. The bridge is this. When you speak in the open air, your ears hear it. The vibrations in the air from your vocal cords, which is coming from your consciousness, and the statements thereof, go into your brain. Now you're inside because you heard your own words. Inside your brain, that is where the blood is flowing. Innate is there, and it listens, and it knows. Finally, communication. Talk to yourselves. Now, everything we've said so far, we've said before. Connect the dots to where we're going. Dear one, in this energy, everything is being amplified. The old soul is ripe for change. We have given you over and over messages about change. We've told you about the new normal. But now we're going to give you information about creating reality. Some of you have heard before the term, you can create your own reality. It's interesting what human beings do. There is full and complete belief that your thoughts can do something. And yet, you don't practice it. Now, in some ways, you do. Let me review one of the perceptions that you have. You'll get together and meditate. And often you will meditate for things about the planet, creating love where there isn't. Some of you will actually go into prayer groups, and you will pray for those who are less fortunate. I want to ask you a question. If you participate in any of this, let me ask you this question. What are you doing? Now, there are those who will say, well, we're beseeching God for intervention. Dear God, we need rain. Please do it for us. Dear God, those people need help. Please help them. This is an energy, dear one, that is a bit misdirected. Because inside you is God. What you're really doing when you do that is exercising your own creative power that you don't know you have to create synchronicity in places you may never visit. And this is the beauty of who you are. An old soul has so much power, and I'm going to use the word power. When two or more are gathered with this kind of power, you actually can skew the curve of reality in the areas that you're looking at and asking about, if you say it right. I give you a challenge. Have a prayer meeting where you verbalize affirmations that are positive together, verbally. and see what happens. And you don't pray and you don't hope and you don't wish and you don't ask. Instead, you are, and it is, I am. The affirmations must be positive, and they must be as though they are already in place and you're stating that they are. You get together and you meditate to change the weather because you need rain. I want to tell you what the ancients have done. You've heard of the rain dances. And you will think, well, they're now praying to the rain god, whoever that is, to bring them rain. If you take a look at what they're doing, there's actually metaphors where it's already raining. And by the way, that's where the rain stick came from. Where they actually create the sound of rain because they know they are creating it. Because they are connected to the earth and their ancestors are connected to the earth and they are part of the system. They are entitled, therefore, to create the rain. They're not asking the gods for it. I didn't know if you knew that or not. It's time for you to rediscover some ancient information, and I'm now going to give it to you. It's the third point. It's the point that my partner was making on the screen today when I told him to pass up some of the information so we could give it to you more completely. Now, there are many listening to this, far more than those in the room, who have never been to a presentation of my partner's and do not know what we're going to talk about. So those in the room already have an inkling of what we're going to call busting the average. Dear ones, you live and die by the bell-shaped curve. In physics, you learn that there are ways that create average. When you roll dice, you get average. Human beings create average. In the bell-shaped curve, when you look at humanity, some will be very smart, some will not be, some will be average. As my partner said, and I'll use his terminology, if you had a curve of those who catch a certain disease, it'll be bell-shaped. The average number of people, some will catch it all the time, some will never catch it, and there will be an average, the bell-shaped curve. It also is what you've been trained for. It also affects your thinking every single day. Now, I just got through telling you that innate is listening more now than ever before. I also got through telling you that innate is a closed system. It doesn't know about where you are or what you're doing, only that which is inside, and it listens for instructions. Now, here is a missing piece that you need to know. Innate is also connected to the higher self in a very specific way. Not completely, or it would know what was around you. But the creative source, the benevolence in the human body, is connected to innate. It is also connected to your consciousness in a way that gives you, are you ready, intuition. Therefore, what you say to innate will also control intuitive thought. Now listen, and this will start to make sense to you. Whatever you do in the world, wherever you go, you are structured by what you expect. And humanity expects average. How many of you have said, I knew that would happen? What have you just told innate? You don't have a chance. You're average. You knew it in advance, didn't you? That you couldn't make it. It wouldn't happen. I knew that would happen. That is a statement that goes right into your body. And trillions of times in your DNA, you can hear it over and over. He knew that would happen. She knew that would happen. What can we do so that it will never happen. Innate is not connected to what is happening on the outside. It wants to help you by what you state. You're looking for a job. There are other applicants, too many. You've got a self-worth issue. You speak it out loud. I don't have much of a chance, but I'll try. Echoed millions of times. She doesn't have a chance, but she'll try. And you try and you don't make it. I knew that would happen. Now let me show you something. You can apply an energy of consciousness to the average curve and take it out of average, and others will call it being lucky. When you start affirming, I'm getting the job. I see myself there already. I am the job. Thank you, Spirit, for the job. Innate sees it and starts working with your intuition. And the intuition then creates synchronicity for you to be in the right place at the right time in order for things to happen. Perhaps not to get that job, but to get one that is even better you didn't even know existed. This is synchronicity, dear ones. Outside of the bell-shaped curve, outside of the average, you are really lucky. I just gave you the explanation of creating your own reality. And it has to do with what you speak out loud. Some of you have a habit of self-deprecation. Somebody gives you a gift. Oh, I didn't deserve it. Oh, thank you, but really you didn't have to. She doesn't deserve it. She didn't have to. Okay, nobody should give her a gift. Let's enhance that. She's not worthy. Okay, she's not worthy. Let's make her less worthy. She likes that. You think it's funny, don't you? My partner showed you the illustration of the hypochondriac who catches everything they're worried about. This is the innate working the best they can to interpret what a human being concentrates on. If you concentrate on disease, whether it's in fear or whatever, innate sees it as your desire and tries to give you what you're concentrating on. You watch the news. What are you concentrating on? Fear, worry, anxiety, because of what's happening on the planet. Let me give you an option, dear ones. If that's what happens to you and it affects you at all emotionally, if you have anything to say about it to others, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that, you would be far better to turn it off. Turn it off. And then you would say, well, crime, then I would be misinformed. Not really. Dear ones, you carry light for this planet. And the very light that you carry for the planet is going to affect the news someday. And you don't have to tune in and worry about it and experience fear and shorten your life and tell innate that this is what you're worried about. Innate will help you create synchronicity. There are those in this room who did not plan on being here yesterday. I know who's here. And now you are. Maybe this was for you. You honored synchronicity and you came. There are those who decided at the last moment that they wanted to be here. And you're here. You are plugging in to the system that we have described before that is not linear, not logical, and based only on intuition on which way to turn, left or right. When you start affirmations, when you start describing who you are in the terminology of the I am, I am healthy. And people hear you say that and they say, well, wait a minute, you're not healthy. You got a disease. How can you say I am healthy? What you are doing is affirming the future. Innate hears it and starts to work. The process of tapping, the process of decoding, the process of kinesiology and body talk are all ways of discussing what you are with innate. Not what you want, not what you wish for, but who you are. These things then start to take hold and the chemistry of your body starts to shift. Your intuition starts to then shift to give you what you ask for. And it is unlimited in what you can do. Dear ones, how do I tell you this? You are not a slave to the bell-shaped curve. In gambling, you have the dice and you roll it and you look for chance and you look for the few times it's going to land correctly. If you apply that to this system, understand that the dice are you. You are in control of the dice. It's not for others, it's for you. You are enabled to change your dice. So load the dice so it'll always come up right. This is what we're talking about. How do you do it? Through conscious thought, through affirmations, through literally talking to yourselves, watching what you say. When you approach a situation, you're looking for a new place to live, and you see, against all odds, you can't afford this or whatever. What goes through your mind? What you've been taught, I'll never make it, I can't go there, I can't afford this. All of those things, innate hears. The synchronicity then, you don't have any because you gave up before you started. You're going to be average. It won't happen. Dear ones, I want to tell you, old souls have an advantage. You've been there and you've done that and you're balanced enough to see what I'm talking about. I want you to start practicing this and you'll see it works. Affirmations, especially that speaking out loud who you are, not what you want, not what you wish for, who you are. I'm going to get this job. I am this job. It is me. Your innate hears it. The intuition starts to work. Now, let us be clear. The intuition is a part of the higher self. It has a bigger picture. It knows what's around you. It steers you to the right place. Innate may not, but the higher self does, and they're connected. This is difficult. It is difficult because you want to compartmentalize everything. And there'll be questions later, yeah, but if this is this way, how does this know? You have to release this, dear ones. Outside of human linear logic, these things work. I close with this. God loves you. I think you know that. But you have free choice. You have free choice not to love God back. You have free choice to stay in your box and only love God through a straw. Create a little hole and let some of the love seep in while you stay in your box because you're a practical person. Or you can shatter the box completely and let God into your life. And when you do that, the peace of God that is yours and always was, the mastery within comes alive. It starts to change a life completely automatically. We have discussed this perhaps too many times, but this is the way it works. You can control your reality by what you say and how you think. And when you do, dear human being, I promise you others will notice. They're stuck in average and you're not, then you become lucky. You get the parking spaces. You don't catch the diseases. You get the good jobs. Good things happen to you. I want to make this clear to anybody who's listening that every single human being on the planet has this ability. You don't have to end up with humanity in a bell-shaped curve. The curve will look odd, but all of you can be in the 80%, even the 90%. This is your legacy. As humans on the planet, in an age where we are able to tell you and you can hear it and act on it, you can change yourself. Don't buy in to be an average. Don't buy in to the things that you don't expect because they won't happen because you knew that would happen. This is a different way of thinking, a different paradigm. Connect the dots. We just showed you that consciousness has power and its energy, so use it. Go use it. Let no one leave this room average, for you can control who you are. More than your legacy, you're right, and in an energy that is listening more than it ever has. Be careful what you say. Do you accidentally demean others? Sometimes when you're frustrated, do you complain? All of these things are heard by innate. It becomes who you are. And you become less than the mastery inside. This is the message for the evening, dear ones. It's a glorious message. Enhancing the abilities and the splendor of the human consciousness which we see developing. There is hope over the horizon. Do not count the days, for that is not the plan. Every single day of your life, be 100%. That is the light that this planet needs now. I am crying in love with humanity, and rightfully so. And so it is.